necessity, we understand lampstand has to be spiritually discerned. You cannot understand that with a natural mind. It's too complex, but simplistic. Embedded into the Word of God, it's definitely a last day operation. And it's not one operation, it's many. It's multi-layered, multifunctional, multi-operational, and multi-dimensional. The lampstand of God has all three. It has the omnipresence, it has the omniscience, and the omnipotence of God in it. And you see that, and we saw this with Elisha, the omnipresence. This is different than just seeing. Prophetic seeing, you'll have a gift where you can look in by the word of wisdom or prophecy, but this is a whole different operation. He was under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit brought his spirit under his influence. And he said, was I not present with you when Gehazi went to Naaman to get money from him right after Elisha said, we don't want the money? Gehazi went and got the money. And that's not the kind of thing you want to do when the prophets like that is in operation. Elisha said, did not my spirit go with you? And we see this also as an apostolic operation. He told Gehazi that, did not my spirit go with you? And his spirit was under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And we see this as an apostolic operation with Paul in two different churches. And see, so under the influence of the Spirit, he tapped into the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit. That has to be. Now, the world can actually move in the Spirit like that too. But they move by demonic powers, and they end up in the wrong place. Amen? This is where the Holy Spirit brings you not only into a present situation, he can actually take your spirit into a future situation under omnipresence. Now, Paul, he saw this in Colossians and in the Corinthian church. Did this in the Colossian church. They were a very healthy church. They're very spiritually healthy. And he says, was I not with you? He goes, though I be absent in the flesh, Colossians 2:5, I am with you, say with you, in spirit. Not only was he this there in spirit, he says, I'm joying and beholding your order. He beheld the order of the entire church when he wasn't even there. That is the operation of what is called omniscience. Omnipresence got him there. Omniscience is now, once, this is how the candlestick works, because the Lord's been explaining to me. Praise the Lord. It's actually a commissioned operation from heaven. I believe the Lord's going to come and light himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have that under the foreshadow of Elisha. Received his anointing of Elijah. And he says, if you can see me in my resurrection, you can have this type of mantle that you're asking for. This is a commission mantle. It will be a corporate operation, and those that have it in them, you're going to get the fullness of it. There's 10 operations I've identified now, or 9 if you see the eyes and the 7 spirits of God and the 7 eyes of the Lord is the same thing. But there's omniscience. So once you moved and your spirit is moved in that, the omniscience then begins. The omniscience is a 360-degree download in every single direction. What that is when he sets you into an environment through the 7 spirits of God, spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord, he begins downloading counsel, wisdom, knowledge and understanding of that environment he just set you in. That could be a church environment like the whole Colossian church. He goes, I was with you in spirit, joying and beholding your entire order. That word behold means to see, perceive, understand. I mean, the whole gamut. He was there seeing. He goes, I was with you in spirit, in beholding the steadfastness of your faith. So he saw their order and their faith, and he wasn't even with them, but he could see the whole thing under an omnipresence and in a position of omniscience. Then it shifted to omniscience where he could see, understand, perceive through the counsel, wisdom, and understanding. That is an operation of the lampstand. It will come into full order in this last hour. He not only set us in present situations, but he will set us in future situations, not only involving church, but also involving the marketplace. Hallelujah. Because it is a king, priest, lampstand because of Zechariah 4. the oil from the olive trees. It's the king's oil and the priest. Everything we're doing is by the word, with multiple confirmations of the word. We don't move. This lampstand is being interpreted to me after 25 years by the word of God. I'm not creating some interpretation from my mind. It's being interpreted by the word and through the word. So Paul beholds the order through the omniscience. Amen. You can behold the environment that God, the Holy Spirit, sets you down into through omnipresence. Then you're going to behold the environment through omniscience. And then there's the omnipotence factor. The omnipotence factor can execute either judgment, that's probably more of an apostolic type deal, or it can execute dominion. Judgment or dominion. We see this Elisha. He was omnipresent. He beheld what happened, and then he executed a judgment upon Gehazi, being a prophet of that land. He had the authority to do that. That's not something God's just going to give to somebody. You're going to have to be ordained for that kind of authority. But Paul was also given authority to execute judgment in the Corinthian church. He also was with them in spirit. And we see that in chapter 5. He said, "Verily absent in body, but I was present with you in spirit." And he goes, "I've judged already," because there was incestual fornication in the Corinthian church. And Paul said, "Look, I've already seen this, marked it, beheld it, and judged this already on your behalf as an apostle." So he was operating under the omnipotent dominion of that lampstand. Not only he was there, omnipresence, he received by omniscience what was going on. He was not joining in beholding the order of the Corinthian church. He was there beholding the sin in that church and the carnality of it. And then he executed a judgment by way of omnipotence. Now, that doesn't always have to be that way. He could execute it if he was in marketplace situation. He could have executed dominion by way of what being omnipresence, received the omniscience of what happened, and then executes the dominion. But we'll throw that out there. To him who has ears to hear, let him hear. If he takes your spirit in a state of omnipresence, not only into present marketplace conditions, what if he took your spirit into future marketplace conditions? And then when he drops you down in there through the operation omniscience, he downloads a 360-degree circumference of, north, south, east, and west knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Everything about where you're sitting, you understand immediately. You understand the environment you've been set down in. You understand the purpose for why you've been set there. You understand everything about it, though it's not even happened yet. You see in great detail everything that's happened under the omniscience. You see that? And then through the omnipotence, you can execute an action of dominion. That place where God has set you down is now yours by dominion. And you understand it because it hasn't happened yet, but you already seen it happen. So you're way ahead. Amen. Just like Joseph saw what was going to happen for 14 years. He saw 7 good years, 7 lean years. And he moved in a state of dominion and omnipotence on that situation underneath Pharaoh's command. And because of that, he transferred all the wealth of Egypt to Pharaoh, actually. But he preserved the seed of Israel because of that. Amen. He moved on that foreknowledge. God gave him the foreknowledge. He gave it to Pharaoh, and he moved by the spirit of wisdom and what to do by laying up 20% in 7 good years, because he knew exactly what was going to happen by interpretation of dream. He saw it still by dream. Amen. But this is a different, higher operation than dream. You see that? John G. Lake, very, very powerful. This is so out there. I understand it's out there, but I have scripture for everything. But this is not really out there. We've been carrying this for 25 years. It's just now coming to fullness. Amen. Because we're here to receive this. I want you to understand what it is we're carrying, what's on that wall in there, that bowl in there with the 2 olive trees that empty that golden oil. In that global operation, I want you to understand what the Lord has already transferred. Amen. Now, John G. Lake saw this. God took his spirit not only into the present situation of Africa, but took his spirit, and he was transferred into the future in Africa. And he saw, and when he got there, he said, "My spirit not only comprehended present fact, but all future events, political events, spiritual, what involved the church, and financial." It downloaded to him before he ever got there. He saw it all. He saw the western seaports being of the land being the commerce and the railroads that would come. None of that was there yet, but he saw it all. It was downloaded to him through an operations of omnipresence and omniscience. Had he operated in omnipotence, he could have bought the land because the man knew how to do business. He was a multimillionaire before God called him. He was worth $50 million in 1920. And he walked away from it all. But back then, the church did not believe you could do both. If he had to walk away from that, he could never touch it again. He had to go in the ministry, and it cost him dearly, dearly. But healing rooms, you hear about healing rooms, all that comes from John G. Lake. He did that. He started the healing rooms when he got back from Africa, Spokane, Washington, and it became the most, the mayor declared Spokane, Washington, the most disease-free city. He was a king priest. He just didn't understand that he could do both. Had he did, oh my God, what he would have set in his generation. Because he walked away from his kingly anointing and never touched it, and his missionaries died of starvation on the fields of Africa. And he had all the foreknowledge of what was going on in Africa, and all he had to do is move to a state of omnipotence into that foreknowledge, a state of dominion. Do you understand what I'm saying? God already showed it to him, took his spirit into the future through omnipresence, downloaded the political, downloaded the church, and downloaded the financial systems, what was going on in Africa. He knew and saw it all. People were so amazed when he got there. He had never been there, and they were so amazed of his knowledge that he had of their country. Holy Spirit prepared him before he went in. That's how he does it. Before he sends you into a land, that's how he birthed 1,400 churches in 5 years. Say 1,400. Because he had the whole thing downloaded. That's the way God's going to have us operate on the lampstand. When God does this, he's going to download the future. Then you walk in it. That's called being ahead of the game. Amen. That's where the Lord was. He always knew exactly what he was doing. He always saw what the Father was doing. And he always saw what the enemy was doing. He could finish everyone's sentences for them because he walked by a light. He goes, I walk by a light that's not of this world. He goes, there's not 12 hours in your day. You walk by a light. He goes, I have a light that shines past your systems. So you can never catch him off guard, ever. He was always where he needed to be, when he needed to be, and he always knew everything about where he was. He was in a 24-hour state of omniscience of the Father. Isn't that awesome? This is what the lampstand does. It gives us access to the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit, gives us access to the omniscience of the Holy Spirit, all under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and gives us access to the dominion and omnipotence of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Okay, now go to Revelation 4. I want to get this again. I want to make sure you see this. It's imperative that you see this. Amen? Now, the lampstand was very clear in Zechariah chapter 4. Zerubbabel built, and he says, with those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord. The seven eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord that go to and fro. Here's another scripture. Goes to and fro. What's the scripture? It's in 2 Chronicles, I think 16. It says, to and fro, showing himself strong on the behalf of those. So the eyes of the Lord, that was actually a scripture for the dominion or the omnipotence of those eyes. They'll show themselves strong on the behalf of those they fall upon. You got to understand the seven eyes of the Lord, seven spirits of God, the seven horns that the Lord had. All of that was speaking of the Holy Spirit operation upon the Lord Jesus. Do you see that? The horns that were upon him, the horn represented his kingly authority. In fact, the Antichrist, he always, always counterfeits. He had 10 horns. He also counterfeits the seven spirits of God. When a spirit's cast out of a man, it goes and gets what? 7 more wicked. He just wants to fill you with 7 spirits of demonic spirits. He's always counterfeiting. Always, always, always counterfeiting. Holy Spirit's going to fill you with 7 spirits. The devil wants to fill you with 7 of his spirits for destruction. Yeah, and the enemy wants to complete your destruction. God wants to complete your calling. Amen. So when you hear the words 7 eyes of the Lord, 7 spirits of God, and here in the book of Revelation, it talks about the Lord having 7 horns and the 7 eyes of the Lord, both, I'll show you that scripture. Let's first look at Revelation 4. I have to acclimate you to all this. Once you get acclimated, you're going to be able to flow with it. But you need to acclimate. When the Bible says seven eyes of the Lord, he's speaking directly to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was referenced in Zechariah chapter 4, the golden candlestick, the king priest government. Zerubbabel built with those seven eyes. He was building with the omniscience of those seven eyes. Amen? Okay. Revelation picks up that particular lampstand because the seven eyes are mentioned again in Revelation. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and after this I looked and beheld now a door. Now, we're only talking about the seven spirits of God. The lampstand has 10 operations. We're dealing with one of them right now. Say one. That seven spirits of God is just one of the 10, okay? This is the operations of the Holy Spirit. Go to Revelation chapter 3. These things are spiritually discerned. The Holy Spirit wants to give us the full understanding because he's going to light this thing. And you need to understand when he lights it, he's going to light it by way of the word that's been laid down. Amen. Verse 1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he. Now, Christ is speaking. He that hath the seven spirits of God. See that? He that hath. See, the Holy Spirit is operating on and with him, he had the seven spirits of God. That is the Holy Spirit speaking. If Christ is the he has the seven spirits of God with him. You see that? And the seven stars. Okay, now go to chapter 4. Now, this is very imperative you see this. This is huge. Okay, after this, I looked, verse 1. And behold, the door was open unto me. And the first voice that I heard was it were of a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither. I'm going to show you the things that must come hereafter. Now, the judgments that we understand as the seven-year tribulation, judgments are not even begin to be mentioned until the sixth chapter. And that does mean some of those are precursors to the seven-year tribulation themselves. There's going to be a lot of stuff happens actually before the 7 year starts. There's no mention of judgment yet until the sixth chapter. That's important. So a lot of this stuff's going to happen before. Something God's going to do with his church, he's going to do before that time. Amen? So he says, I'm going to show you things that come hereafter. This is John on the island of Patmos that got this whole encounter and this download and all of this. The Holy Spirit, it's very important you understand, Holy Spirit had already been given to the church. Okay? Already been sent, already active, already operational. So he's going to show you something that's coming afterwards. After. Say after. For another time. Now, and he goes, verse 2, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. In verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders. And there were seven lamps of fire. These are the same lamps that were prophesied in Zechariah chapter 4. There were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. He tells you what they are. They are the seven spirits of God. In fact, that word lamp means torches. He's burning as a torch in the right hand of God. There's seven torches burning. These seven lamps are burning. And he calls them the seven spirits of God. Holy Spirit's in full-blown operation in the right hand of God right now. At the throne. All of this is already there. What did he say in the Lord's Prayer? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is where? In heaven. It's already there and it's burning. It's full-blown operation. He's going to bring that down into the earth. Now, how do you know that? Because his word says it. Hallelujah. Go to chapter 5. Nothing's changed. It shouldn't even been a chapter 5. It should have been chapter 4. He's still looking at things to come hereafter. He sees the seven lamps burning. He beholds the seven lamps burning. Now what's going to happen? And just so you know where this is happening, look at verse 1 of chapter 5. It should be chapter 4. Nothing changed. And I saw in the right hand, say the right hand. This is all happening out of the right hand. Did I tell you the right hand of God's coming down to the earth? And that sat on the throne, there was a book written within it on the backs, within it, on the backside sealed with seven seals. Now he's about to open these seals. He hadn't opened them yet. The judgment of the 7-year tribulation has not started yet, but he talks about something. If you'll look down in verse 6, this verse is super powerful. I beheld, and lo, John right now is in a major state of omnipresence, by the way. And he's in a state of omniscience. The Holy Spirit's showing him everything to come. He goes, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Say seven horns, seven eyes. Seven horns was his kingly authority. Seven eyes was his priestly authority, or his prophetic operations as an apostolic high priest. The seven horns was his kingly operation. Horns in the book of Revelation meant kingdoms or kings. But in this sense, the Holy Spirit operation with the seven horns was his kingly, seven eyes. He likens to both of these. He says the lamb stood having seven horns and seven eyes. And he says the horns and the eyes, both of them, which are what? The seven spirits of God. The same seven spirits of God that were mentioned in chapter 4, that were mentioned in chapter 3, that were mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4, the lampstand. He said the lampstand was the seven spirits of God. Now he says these eyes and these horns were the seven spirits of God. They're the full-blown operation of the Holy Spirit that was to come. It was another operation that was to come. It was another operation that involved his kingly authority and his priestly authority. And he said, these are the seven eyes. He's looking at things to come. Remember, the Holy Spirit already been given. But he's saying there's something else coming. Watch this. This one had full blown. It had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth. Say sent forth into all the earth. Say sent forth. In Zechariah chapter 4, it said those eyes went into all the earth. The horns and the eyes, the operation of the kingly authority and the priestly authority, that king-priest government. He was seeing the Holy Spirit mantling Christ. In the book of Revelation, now that mantle is going to come out. Those seven torches were going to come out of the right hand of God and be sent down into the earth. Oh, hallelujah. So you look at chapter 4. In verse 5, he said there was thunders and lightnings and there were seven lamps burning, seven torches burning. Those were the seven spirits of God. He saw them as seven torches. When by the time he gets to chapter 5, he sees the seven horns and the seven eyes. The seven horns, now are you ready? The seven torches, the seven horns, and the seven eyes are all the same. The seven torches, the full-blown seven spirits of God. The seven horns, seven spirits of God. The seven eyes, seven spirits of God. They're all the seven spirits of God. They are describing an operation of the Holy Spirit that is to come in the last days. Greater. An operation of a kingly authority and a dominion. These seven spirits of God are going to grant God's people the influence of the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be omniscience given to God's people in the last hour. And there's going to be given omnipotence to execute both kingly authority and priestly authority. Executing authority in the church, executing authority in the marketplace. By the seven horns of God, the seven eyes, and the seven lamps. They said these seven lamps burning, which is that lampstand of Zechariah 4, is coming down into the earth. Did you see that? You must see that. It's coming. It's coming down. It's coming down. That's why on down in the chapter, a lot of people get this wrong because they think they're going to have dominion in the midst of tribulation. The church is not going to have dominion. Only the only ones going to have dominion are the two witnesses.
which is actually going to be an extension of this government, but that's, we're getting that another time. It says authority's been given to the beast in that time. That last final half, all authority's going to be given to that beast. The devil's going to be thrown down. Now there's a scripture here that people can't, they can't coincide. They can't, whatever the word is. Look at this in chapter 5. There's a scripture here. They don't know what to do with it. So there is seven spirits of God, and he took the book. Now notice verse 10. He says, verse 9, they sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals that was slain. Thou hast redeemed us to God by the blood of every kindred, and has made unto us our God. Notice this wording. Has made unto us, made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign. Where? There is a time when this lampstand and seven torches get brought down into the earth. There is a time that God's going to reign with his kingdom of priests. And this is actually before the 1,000-year millennial reign. We are going to reign before the 7-year tribulation. There is going to be executed dominion. There's going to be a time of mass harvest. Before the tribulation begins, God is going to utterly display his government to the world. Even in the tribulation, he's going to have mercy. But he is going to try to win and save everybody he can before it gets. He's going to release such power. That's why he said, I beheld. There's another operation with seven horns and with seven eyes and with seven spirits and seven torches. And it's coming down into the earth. And we're going to be kings and priests, and we're going to reign with him. It's going to be a very short time. I don't know how long. I just know we're going to have a very short time of reigning, but it's going to be a powerful time. It's going to go into all the earth. He said it. That's the seven continents of the earth, by the way. The seven eyes will go into all the earth. It's a global operation. It's going to go fast. Pow, 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 pow. Because light, it's going to move with light. Because when those torches hit the earth, they are full of the light of heaven. When those torches hit the earth, there's going to be evangelism like nobody's ever seen. When those torches hit the earth, they're going to have the full-blown operations of God. 10 different operations simultaneously moving under a king-priest government. Whoa! Hallelujah! We've been sitting on it. We are seeing things to come. That, now, here's another seven. You want to see another seven? Because the torches are going to bring something with them. They're bringing authority to activate the kings and the priests for an hour of dominion. We're going to get an hour of dominion before we're taken out. Then we get to rule and reign 1,000 years, but that's going to be easy. He's going to be here with us. All the devil's been taken care of in the 1,000-year millennial reign. We're going to reign in the earth for a short season for global harvest. Whoa! He's bringing something else. There's another aspect of the sevens. The seven torches are bringing the seven inheritances down with them. God embedded all this in big old mystery. He unlocks it for the last days. He didn't want anybody to know about it all, because God knows how to bed things up in his word, and he unlocks them when you need to know about it. I know, because I carried this for 25 years. I had no idea what it was. Now I'm understanding the operation of what I call time habitation. How he can take your spirit on the omnipresence and stick you in a future portal and drop you down. And then the operation omniscience begins to download the portal. Then the operation of dominion or omnipotence takes place. And you take authority into the portal. And whatever's there is yours. Thou hast made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Say on the earth. And beheld a voice of many angels round about the throne, verse 11, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb to have received the sevenfold inheritance, because the sevenfold inheritance is in the lampstand. Where is the Lamb to receive what? Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. The seven inheritances are coming down with the seven torches. The seven torches, the seven spirits of God. Now, we've been building with the eyes of the Lord, the foundation. But that foundation's about to shift. Just like
the Lord in his earthly ministry, he knew who he was at age 12. The Holy Spirit was with him the whole time. But the Holy Spirit wasn't activated for power and ministry until the age of 30. When he got activated at the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit didn't come upon him with dominion and authority. This lampstand, it is my belief I'm sharing with you today. I believe, I thought I was out there when we started the right hand of God. We are really out there now. It's not easy to go that far out there. But we can't stop. Because what is our calling? Our calling is to receive this. And I'm going to tell you something. It's already come down. It just hadn't been activated yet. Because God needed a people. To what? He needed a people to receive, hear the word of a kingdom. He needed people to receive the word of the kingdom. He needed people to understand the word, even though you carry it 25 years. Now, you have to understand this lampstand. Get this. Because Chuck and I had a great discussion about this. Somebody asked the question, well, what word are we receiving? The lampstand is the word. The olive trees is the word. The seven eyes of the Lord is the word. Because Zechariah 4 said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. The lampstand was the word. It came down by word. It's in an, I carry a lampstand. The world can't see it because the invisible things from the creation of the world. I carry dunamis power. It's not that word you can see. It's the one up in your heart. We carry a lampstand. We carry a lampstand. We know Hebrews 11. Through faith, we understand, through faith we understand the worlds were framed, the generations, everything in them, the creation and the worlds and the generation were framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made of the things that do appear. They were carried. There are men that carried invisible words in their generation. They were seen in the men by faith. The world couldn't see the invisible, but the men and the women who carried the words could see them. And they framed their generations that they lived in. We're going to get the opportunity to frame a generation we live. We carry an invisible word. They may be invisible to the world, but it's not invisible to us. We're seeing the word. It's a lamp to our feet. I see the candlestick. I see the olive trees. I see the 10 operations. I see the 7 spirits of God. I see the 7 horns of the Lord. I see the 7 eyes of the Lord. I see the 7 continents of the earth. I see 7 years of harvest. I see an operation of the 7th day rest that's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. I see it! And the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made. Even his eternal dunamis power cannot be seen by the eye of man, but can be discerned and detected by the eyes that have the eye of the spirit. We carry invisible things. We're carrying invisible government. We have been commissioned by God to receive this candlestick as a corporate body. As intercessors, you've been commissioned to receive it. We've received the word. It is the word of the apostolic king priest government. We receive dunamis oil that's being mixed. Kingly oil and priestly oil, dunamis power. We have received the 7 eyes of the Lord for building, but he's going to shift for dominion very soon. The lampstand's going to get commissioned from above. And when he gets commissioned, the Lord Jesus is going to come and light it. When he comes and lights this thing, it is on. 7 torches come down out of the right hand of God and start burning in the earth. 7 inheritances begin to flow. 7 spirits of God begin to flow. 7 pillars of apostolic government begin to flow into the nations. A government forged and formed out of heaven. The only thing that's left is light. Let there be light. We are sitting. with the components of light inside of us, the ones that he lit the world with. The Word was present in the lighting of the earth. The Holy Spirit was present in the lighting of the earth, brooding on the face of the waters. Dunamis was present, according to Romans chapter 1:20, was present in the earth, and faith was present. By faith, we know the worlds were framed. When God said, let there be light, all the components were there, and he lit the world. Why would he do that any different in lighting a candlestick? He has to have the same components to create light. He's just lighting an operation. God has already sent this. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are holding this thing in our spirit. We are carrying it now. There's oil in this lampstand now. The seven eyes of the Lord have forged this thing. The Holy Spirit's been with us. The dunamis is with us. The Word of God is with us. Faith is present. The decree of the Lord to let there be light. He's going to light it again. It's going to have the same impact the original light had on an agricultural commodity in the earth. An agricultural society operated by light. Without light, you couldn't prosper in the early world. This light's going to light us up. It's going to light us up. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, when I get under this, the understanding so thick and the wisdom so heavy, I have to walk out of the prayer closet sometime. I remember Rick Joyner in his Heaven Final Quest, when he talked to those men and they'd start speaking truth to him, he was just melting down into it because of such a different level. So when you start dealing with these kind of heavenly things, the mind just starts, it wants to shut down. It is so much it can contain, but your spirit's going, yes, 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 yes. Your mind's going, what is going on? The mind has to be radically transformed and renewed in a new light. It has to acclimate to that light like a climber acclimates to altitude. Because the mind is definitely not accustomed to that kind of altitude. But your spirit can handle it. Amen? So you got to go with the spirit. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, he goes, man, I'm just talking to you about earthly things. I'm trying to describe, what if I start actually talking to you about heavenly things, Nicodemus? And you're a master in Israel. He was marveling. So, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom has been actively being transferred for a long time now. When kingdom like this comes, he transfers the Word, he transfers the Holy Spirit, he transfers dunamis power. For the activation of faith, for the lighting of it. When I say hold this Word, I am not talking about holding Logos Word in your head. I'm talking about holding this Rhema Word of this candlestick and all that it represents in your heart. The forged image of it. The Constitution is filled with Logos Word that supports every facet of the lampstand. But the lampstand itself is a Rhema burning lampstand. It's a burning Word. And it's sent. Some of you know you got it and some don't even know you got it because it's invisible. The more you understand, the more visible it becomes to you. Amen? And the dunamis soul, everything the Holy Spirit's doing is getting ready to light this thing. There is no way the Holy Spirit would have taken us down this path if he wasn't ready to light this up. Amen? Elisha received a double portion of his mantle from Elijah. That was a foreshadowing event because he asked him, I want a double portion. How did he get it? That mantle was activated at the beholding of the resurrection of Elijah under a foreshadowing event. The apostles' mantles were activated and the Holy Spirit was activated by the eyewitness. Jesus' mantle himself was activated by the Father. He says, I have seen the Father. No man has seen the Father, but I've seen the Father. And I bear witness of the Father. I believe this lampstand, I believe it all my heart, is a commissioned operation of heaven that must be commissioned from above. Father, we dare to walk at this altitude with you. We are out on many limbs right now. The only thing we can stand upon is your word, for there's nothing else to stand upon. We go out in the light of your word with the seven eyes of the Lord that have instructed us, become a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And now the dual oil of the olive trees filling the lampstand, preparing the lighting thereof. Preparing the lighting thereof. Preparing the lighting thereof.